You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now we're talking. Now we are talking. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. I want to welcome some more listeners. We have KQEW listening in Fordyce, Arkansas. I want to welcome our newest affiliate. Thank you all for choosing the Dr. Dahlia Show to entertain your day, whether you're listening to know. I believe you're listening live right now, which is awesome. And for those of you that have always been faithful listeners all these years, thank you so much. Thank you. All right, we got Donovan working the dials today. We got a great show planned. Of course it's a great show. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. We're going to take your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, we're taking your emails. Keep them clean. Keep them clean at drdahlia.com on my website. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. Occasionally, I like to tweet, even though I am a married woman. Okay, I'm looking at this right now. Okay, I guess there's a recall for the Halloween mask. Frog mask. Target is recalling children's frog masks due to suffocation hazard. Children's frog masks. The plush frog mask lack proper ventilation. Really? Really? Your kids are going as a frog for Halloween? Nobody's a frog. Parents, really? You're going to dress your kid up as a frog. Okay, now, you know what? Let me backtrack for a second. When my younger one was born, Brock, he was born October 25th, 2002. And so I bought a ladybug outfit, even though he's a guy. Boy, you know, ladybugs can be male. You know, ladybugs, there's male ladybugs, right? Just because they're called a ladybug doesn't mean they're all female. Otherwise, they wouldn't produce. You have to have male ladybugs to have sex with the female ladybugs to make baby ladybugs. So anyway, and I figured if my kid was 6 days old, right, by the time Halloween came around, he wouldn't care. So we dressed him up as a ladybug, and we took him out trick-or-treating. Of course, now, he punches me in the stomach every time he sees that picture. He was so cute. It's okay. I can understand dressing them up as an animal when they're younger. But I'm going to tell you, once your kid is over 6, 7 years old, no, they don't want to be a frog. Nobody wants to be Kermit the Frog. They all want to be these gory things. I mean, Halloween costumes have changed. I talked about this last week on the show. When I grew up, my mom would just throw a sheet on us and make us a ghost or, dress us up as a princess. I mean, now kids are spending their parents spend $50 on these costumes and they're gory. They're disgusting. There's blood. There's knives in the mask. So, I mean, I think I would prefer seeing a kid walk down the street looking like a frog. But honestly, parents are really kind of out of the times, if you're dressing your kid up as a plush frog. And he will have some psychological damage. He'll probably, punch you in the stomach like mine does. But honestly, what's interesting about this, where there's a recall, it's sad that there's a recall, but parents, check these masks. Like my kids, they just bought two very ugly, thick, plasticky masks that smell of a chemical, and I haven't even bothered to put them on my face. I just assume if you buy a mask, I still can't get over why we're buying. Why are we buying costumes? We should just make costumes. We should, anyway. But I haven't tried them on, and maybe we should. Try on your kids' masks. Or find your neighbor's kid that you don't like to try on the mask. And if they don't suffocate, your kid is safe. But I don't think we check our kids' masks like we used to. We're all worried about the candy, right? We're all worried about them wearing clean underwear when they go trick-or-treating. But nobody thinks about the masks and the suffocation issues, okay? Also, remember about a couple weeks ago, when we were kind of getting all spookified about Halloween, don't let your kids wear those contacts to make their eyes look spooky. Right? These contacts are not Bausch and Lomb ophthalmology reviewed and supervised contacts. Kids are buying these contact lenses at these costume stores, sticking them in their eyes. Parents are too. And they're hurting the cornea, causing abscesses, scarring. They could cause blindness. Don't let your kids stick anything in their eyes. That's not good. And remember, I talked to you guys about, I want you guys to kind of do the diamond, or maybe kind of like the military SWAT team position when your kids are going trick-or-treating. If your kids go trick-or-treating in a group, this is the highest rates of car accidents, highest rates of car accidents with kids and kids being injured happen, of course, during Halloween night because they think they get to run around, you know, on the street, on the asphalt. You know, I remember when I was trick-or-treating, I'd purposely walk on the street. It was the only time I was allowed to walk on the street. I thought it was so cool. But these cars, a lot of people are drunk because they're going, you know, trick-or-drinking, and they're swerving around the corner. So what I want the parents to do is have a diamond formation, 2x2 formation around the kids waving flashlights. And as the kids go trick-or-treating and, you know, the dads are talking or the moms are talking, just wave around the flashlight. I think that's safe. This way you get hit before the kids. Well, I don't want anybody to get hit. But, you know, hopefully the car will see the parent with the flashlight. Make sure you're kind of wearing light clothes. I have to be on air that night, but I'm going to dress my husband in one of those construction vests. He doesn't know it yet. I think he looks sexy. I think construction workers is sexy. Yeah, so I want to buy him a construction vest for other reasons. The anniversary is going to be coming up. But I'll make him wear one of those fluorescent orange vests. This way, if he sees a car coming, he could just huddle all the kids over to the side. All right. Oh, speaking of, I don't know if you guys know this. I don't usually like to ask for money on air, although I really should because I need money. But I do a lot of fundraising for Fast for Kids. It's an organization for autistic children. We got some news about autistic kids and facial features coming up in the show. We have a huge event locally in Las Vegas, the Monster Mash Car Bash. But for any of you that you know, are listening across the nation, please check out fastforkids.org. Great organization to raise money for kids and autistic children's educational needs. We have some information today in medical news about autistic kids. We also need to talk about today, 1 in 100 adults have actually made suicide plans in the past year. We think it's because of the economy. Really, 1 in 100? 1 in 100 of you have already been thinking about suicide? Well, of course, Dr. Dahlia, you make us listen to your show. Oh, come on. Is my show that bad? Really? Really? Is my show that bad? All right, when we come back, more Dr. Dahlia. Call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I got word that there's a little bit of problem with the phone line. I guess some people get this no routes found sound when they call because of the call forwarding to GCN Studios. It's not GCN Studios. It's got to be something with the carrier Vonage. If you have any problems calling 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let me just give you another number to call. All right, 1-800-259-5791. Those are the GCN answer lines. 1-800-259-5791 so we can get your medical questions answered. I know you all think I'm an expert and you really want my tutelage. You guys are desperate, really? Now, this is sad. There's a lot of desperation here. 1 in 100 adults made suicide plans in the past year. This is frightening, all right? Now, of course, the rate of people planning to kill themselves, they say it varies state to state. Georgia had less. They said 1 in 1,000 people were contemplating suicide in Georgia. You know what? How do they know? Many people don't tell you. I mean, these are people surveyed. I mean, there's a lot of people that won't tell you. And then Rhode Island, they say 2.8% of the population, 2.8% of the population of Rhode Island are thinking about suicide. Right? They said in Utah, they had the highest amount of people. 6.8% of the population in Utah are thinking about killing themselves. Really? Really? Utah is beautiful. That state is gorgeous. If you're thinking about wanting to commit suicide, go to Zion National Park or Bryce or, yeah, some Salt Lake. Exquisite. You guys got some exquisite country. You know, I mean, I can understand, you know, living in, you know, a barren, you know, Death Valley. I can understand that kind of being a little dismal. But still, don't be thinking about suicide. Of course, you know, they're relating it to maybe, you know, what's been going on with the economy. And, I mean, remember back in the Depression days, people were jumping out of windows. Like, look, guys, you know, if you're thinking about suicide, you're cowards. Absolute cowards. Yes, things are bad. Things are bad. And financial stresses, they get to you. But really, is it worth dying over? I mean, I don't know how you guys think about death. Okay, I think there's a heaven and a hell. I do. Okay, I think heaven is pretty cool. You know, you get to watch Lord of the Rings as often as you want. Chocolate, right? You know, men who look like Chippendales coming out at you as angels. I know all you guys think angels are women and girls. Angels can be guys. Very, very sexy. You know, tan, right? Six pack. Yeah. So I mean, heaven's cool. But you don't get to go to heaven. You don't get to go to heaven if you kill yourself. No, you get to go to hell, and hell is very, very scary. Osama bin Laden's down there, Saddam Hussein. You see, any of us on radio, we don't want to go to hell, you know, because we don't speak highly of these people, and they're down there. So do you really think death is better than life right now? Well, Dr. Dahlia, we got Obamacare coming up. Well, okay, yes. Okay, granted, yes. Obamacare will not make our days too sunny. I get that, but still, not worth dying over, people. You stay and you fight. You know, I mean, the one thing I've noticed is everything is temporary. Everything is temporary. Nothing stays the same. You could have something good going, like a real good job, a really good relationship, and then that falls apart. Or you could have gotten dumped. I can't tell you how many guys have dumped me, right? Some of them on the same night, just dumped. And, you know, I thought, you know, my life was over. I thought, you know, no guy would ever want me again. You know, I mean, but you don't think about, you know, committing suicide. You kind of pick up the pieces and move on, right? You deal with it and you move on. Now, I mean, I can understand if somebody, let's say, has a terminal illness and the doctor says, you know, look, you think you're in pain now, you know, wait till next week comes. I mean, you are going to be in a lot of pain. And I can understand some of them saying, you know, give me some extra morphine. I don't think that's right. In my religion, we don't agree with that. And, you know, we don't want anybody to do that. But I mean, you know, I could understand the logic if somebody is terminal, thinking they're about to leave this earth and want to make it a little easier. But for the rest of us that have financial woes and relationship issues and bosses driving us crazy and nothing good to listen to on the radio, listen, really? Really? You're going to think about suicide? And honestly, I don't know if any of you guys have ever talked to somebody who committed suicide, but it's not as easy as it looks. And the incident happens, I'm going to tell you something, these people are probably regretting this happening. Okay, and I mean, just think of your family. Think of the toll it takes. Well, that's why I want to do it, Dr. Dahlia. I want to get my ex-girlfriend. I want to. No, you know what's going to happen? Do you guys know what happens when somebody dies, right? And when we hear about it, okay, maybe the family will mourn. Okay, you're right. You know, the family will mourn. Maybe the ex-girlfriend will get the news. Okay, and the ex-girlfriend will be sitting there in an apartment going, oh my gosh, Bob killed himself. Oh, yeah, he said he killed himself over you. Really? Well, that was dramatic. I don't have any, you know, all right. So then they're already going to get out of the guilt, try to turn it, you know, to say you're crazy. So you're thinking they're going to pine over you for the rest of their days now that you're gone. No, they're going to probably mourn about it, maybe cry about it for a few days, if that, and then go on with their lives. They're going to want to forget. They're going to want to go on. So you've killed yourself in vain. Right. What happened with that gentleman in California who goes into a salon shooting his ex-wife and then kills himself? You're going to be long forgotten. And what's even worse is if you are going to be remembered, you're going to be remembered as a coward for leaving this earth and not dealing with the problem. So any of you out there right now thinking about, oh, I want to, you know, kill myself because I don't like my life. Well, then change your life. If you really think life is going to be better in hell, you think you're going to be able to afford your mortgage in hell? You think you're going to be able to afford an HDTV? No. No, from what I understand, there's no electricity in hell. You don't need electricity because there's all this fire around the place, right? And Satan zaps you with lightning. Not fun, people. I honestly don't see why you think it's going to be better after you leave. Really. But it's a shame that people are thinking that. And you know, just if you are thinking about it, and I'm going to say, it's don't feel too guilty if the thought came to your mind. Okay, as humans, being very intelligent as we are, okay, it is very logical for some of us to go, well, look, here are my options to get out of this situation. You know, one is to file bankruptcy. One is to, I mean, I'm kind of concentrating on the financial issue because they say a lot of these suicidal contemplations are surrounding people's financial issues, you know, but, you know, it is not that uncommon for people to look at their options and go, you know, I could just leave this earth. I could just leave. Okay, you know, just because you think of it doesn't mean you're going to hell. Okay, if you do it, you are. But, you know, if you think about it, don't feel guilty. I know a lot of my patients have. They go, Dahlia, I hate to say this. I don't want to be put on antidepressants. But I have to admit, when things got bad, the thought came to my mind. Okay, if the thought comes to your mind, talk to your doctor. Talk to your family. Right? You know, it's not that unnatural for a thought like that to at least enter your head. But you acting on it and actually planning. This study that came out said people were actually coming up with a plan. Well, that's scary stuff. Okay, if you're actually starting to come up with a plan, no, you need help. And please, go to your doctor to help. Well, they're just going to put me away, Dr. Dahlia. They're going to lock me up without, you know, throw away the key. No, they won't. They're going to want to get you help. People that have contemplated suicide still get to go back home, and they still get to live with their family and all that. We just don't want you to hurt yourself when you're in a state of mind that's not the most coherent. So we're going to want to help you through this. So please talk to your family, but talk to somebody. You know, we've talked about depression a lot on the show, and we've talked about certain antidepressants and how there were some concerns that certain antidepressants could predispose you to suicide. And a lot of people think that when you're at the bottom is when you commit suicide. Uh-uh. It's when you're starting to feel a little better. Coming out of that divot is when you do it. Because people that are at the bottom, a lot of times they're not motivated to do anything. They just aren't motivated. When you start feeling better, that's when you come up with the plan. So we have to watch people even closer that end up starting to be treated, because there's a very, very small window where the suicide could actually happen. So just because you have a suicidal member in your family, you get the medication and you're like, okay, the next day, whoo, he's on medication. I could go to work and I don't have to worry about him. That's actually when you need to watch him the closest. And if anybody in your family is suicidal or anybody you know, don't let them drink. Alcohol puts you more into a depression. So does pot. Smoking pot puts you more into a depression. Don't let them do it. Well, Dr. Dahlia, they say they drink their woes away. No, you can't drink your woes away. I know Jack Daniels is sometimes a best friend to all of us, but you think unclearly and you make stupid decisions when you drink. So no, don't let anybody drink, okay? All right, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, we got some good news about cell phones not causing brain cancer, another huge study, okay? We're also going to talk about parents when their kids have a catastrophe and the parents are thinking about going to the ER, they first Google and hang out on the internet to learn. Oh, we got to kind of talk about that. We got to come up with a better plan than Googling. All right, when we come back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Researchers have found that children with autism actually may have some distinct facial features, and they may be able to link some sort of issue in terms of their birth and their development in the womb to them developing autism. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because I have four nieces and nephews along the autistic spectrum, two with Asperger's and two with autism. And they do have distinct facial features. They're gorgeous kids. And I just thought they had those features because they, you know, they're all brothers and sisters. But it's true. A lot of my patients that have autism, they do have some very distinct facial similarities. But gorgeous, though. You know, there's certain ways the face needs to be to help enhance beauty. You know, sometimes bigger eyes, certain distances between the eyes and the forehead. And it's very interesting because they actually found autistic children appear to have wider eyes, a broader upper face, all right, which actually are signs that do enhance beauty. They actually found a shorter middle region of the face, including the nose and the cheeks, as well as a wider mouth and the philtrum, which is basically between that little area, that little kind of indentation, a little dent between the nose and the lip, the philtrum. And then I guess that's all for now that they found. Basically, they did some 3D imaging and they did some measurements. And, you know, this study I'm looking at thirdage.com, although it's on multiple cases, they actually show how they map the face. And we don't, you know, one out of every 110 children have autism. Sometimes you hear one out of 100, but, you know, very, very common autism now, or various degrees of children with issues along the autism spectrum. But it is interesting to see some very distinct facial features. So you almost wonder if they could find that, is there something going on within the womb that causes them to have that change? I mean, when does the autism occur? Now, of course, some people who believe vaccines cause autism say, Dr. Dahlia, vaccines. No, they don't. Vaccines do not cause autism. Okay, I'm going to say that right now. They don't. Now, whether there's some sort of other issues that children can get as a reaction to a vaccine that may be autistic-like, that has to be researched. And I agree. Research still has to continue. All right, I don't want them to wash their hands. But true autism, no, it's genetic. All right, and it's early on. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, I'm glad they're making these advancements. The Monster Mash Car Bash that we're doing locally in Las Vegas, Nevada, today to raise money for autistic kids with education. The one thing that we're especially lacking with autistic children is the education. You know, my family lives in Kansas City, and, you know, those children, thank God, my sister was able to identify it early and start getting those kids into experts and some programs early. The earlier you get an autistic child who's not as highly functioning as others into an educational system, the better they do. Remember, autistic children are very intelligent. Very intelligent. It's just there's certain things they can't do. There's certain things they can't comprehend. Sometimes they have trouble with engaging. And so these are things that you really can work on. It's not an all or nothing. And unfortunately, we do not have enough organizations out there that raise money for the autistic needs. And there's not enough schools for autistic children. We usually throw autistic children, you know, into the regular mix or into special ed. And a lot of these teachers, bless their hearts, these special ed teachers I love, sometimes they're not that equipped to work one-on-one with an autistic child. So any organization in your town that deals with the educational advancements of autistic children, please donate. Please help. FastForKids.org, I'm associated with here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and that's the car show that we're going to be doing today. It's going to be a very fun event for any of you at the Hilton Hotel that could come down and look. I don't usually like to talk about local stuff, but honestly, a lot of you that aren't local, come and visit to Vegas. If you ever come to Vegas this time of year, we have a great event. And then we also have a beautiful gala in the spring that we do. All right. And so just look up fastforkids.org. Or if not, please contact me through my website if there's any way you can help. Okay. Good. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or you could call 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. So they've come out with another study. They say this is the largest study out there, saying there are no cancer links to cell phones. Okay, this looked at 350,000 people for about a decade, and they noticed that heavy cell phone users have the same cancer rates as people that don't use cell phones. All right, this study was done in Denmark. All right, confirms a smaller one that was done. It also confirms the Association of the Food and Drug Administration, the Federal Communications Commission. Of course, some groups have their doubt. So basically what they're saying is you could use a cell phone hours upon hours. You could glue that cell phone to your head. You could sleep with your cell phone. You could stick it in your mouth. All right, here's my thing with cell phones, okay? The one thing that did concern me when they said cell phones could cause cancer is, you know, the brain tumors like gliomas and the acoustic neuromas we had talked about on air, was, you know, I don't see that high an incidence of people with brain tumors, okay? Yes, there have been cases of a couple people, and very interesting to certain shapes and, you know, the same ear they use their cell phone. So it does make you raise an eyebrow. Does make it raise an eyebrow. However, if cell phones have become so rampant in the last 10 years, why don't we see more and more brain tumors? And we don't seem to. So you could surmise that cell phones probably don't cause that much cancer, if at all. My only problem is, like I told you, my ear gets really warm after I use my cell phone. My head hurts. We know children consume radiation at a much higher rate than adults. And when I see a five-year-old on a cell phone, I get a little nervous. All right? I mean, I don't want to scare anybody. We all have cell phones, and, you know, we've been using the cell phones for years, and knock on wood, we've been okay. But doesn't it just make you a little nervous? Just makes me a little nervous. So what I like to do is I like to use my, regular phone at work. So I could just hit the button and do the speakerphone, you know, although my staff really doesn't want to hear my conversation with my gynecologist. But, I mean, you know, I'm not going to sit there and talk about all my gynecological issues on the cell phone because, you know, I don't want my ear hurting. I'm going to, you know, I'll deal with it on the speakerphone. They could close their ears. They don't have to listen. But I just get a little nervous about people gluing themselves to the cell phone. I also get nervous about those of us gluing ourselves to our computers day after day after day. You know, I mean, I love moderation. I don't think we should be doing anything religiously except eating well, exercising, listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Really, my show does not, contrary to popular belief, my show does not hurt your health. Those things you can do religiously day after day after day. But honestly, if there's any way you guys could kind of switch ears or maybe go to speakerphone or, you know, I don't know, use sign language, just break it up a little bit because, you know, even though, you know, the studies are saying we're okay, no cancer risk, I just think something's up. I don't think our bodies were designed to be bombarded with all these different waves of radiation. I do. You know, even the microwave. I told you with my kids, you know, they'll stand in front of the microwave. And, you know, I told them if they do that, you know, they need to cover their jewels. And it's funny. I was just kind of joking. But now every time my kids walk by the microwave that's operating, they walk by, they turn their butt to the microwave, cover their jewels as they walk, and then they keep walking. And I'm, yeah, hey, hi. I didn't mean to make them nervous. But, you know, they would just stand in front of the microwave. I'm like, come on. You don't need to be by the microwave. You could eat the microwave food. Just don't stand by the microwave. I don't know. All right. Well, we're going to be coming up on break, but I can't tell you how many more recalls. They now say a California company recalls banned salad blends because they are potentially contaminated with salmonella. We're back to more recalls. Taylor Farms Retail is recalling 3,200 cases of banned salads for possible contamination of salmonella. These are Best Buy dates dating October 18th to 21. Items distributed in multiple cities. Salads. Okay, I don't eat a lot of vegetables, so I'm good. But for those of you that are doing it right, when is this going to stop? Listeria, salmonella, E. coli, I'm sick of it. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Freeze Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you know that song? Oh my gosh, I embarrassed myself in front of my patients and myself. What's that? Apple bottom jean boots with the fur. Okay, you know that song? Okay, so my kids were singing it, but they weren't singing the correct lyrics. They were saying apple pie with cheese boots with the fur. So then I sing the wrong lyrics, and I'm at work, and everyone's kind of looking at me like I'm an idiot. See, nobody in my family gets the lyrics right. We never have. We have never gotten the lyrics right. I mean, whenever we quote the Bible in our family, we're always wrong. You know, my mom has a heart attack. You know, going, oh my gosh, that's not what it says in Leviticus. Yeah, sorry, Mom. You know, we never quote things correctly. So if your kids sing a song before you decide to take it to work, right, and low, before you go to work and you try to sing the words, please just Google them, okay, so you know the right words and you don't embarrass yourself. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, speaking of music, they're saying metal music can weigh heavily on our teens' mental states. They say teenagers listening to heavy banging metal music are at risk of depression and suicide. You know, that's what my mom used to tell me in the 80s. right? When I'd listen to, I don't know, Twisted Sister and, oh, who else? AC/DC, great music. You know, that's what I love about listening to XM radio. You know, getting you there's like 80s, 8 on 80s, right? And, you know, you could just listen to that stuff. And, I mean, now it seems really mild, you know, compared to some of the acid stuff you listen to now. But I remember back then my mom was like, oh, my God, this is so bad for you. Well, anyway, they found that if kids listen to this stuff, they may be more at risk for suicide and depression. You know what? Listen to the words. I don't listen to the words to the songs a lot of times. Country music I do. I love listening to, like, that fancy song from Reba McEntire. You listen to those words, I almost cry. Listen to the words of that song, you know, mom dies and stuff. But, you know, usually a lot of these rock songs, I like to listen to the beat. I like to dance. I like to shake my booty to them. I don't, you know, you may want to listen to the words because there's a chance that your child doesn't have ADD and is actually listening to the words. You know, I was kind of singing this Rihanna song and my husband's like, do you know the words to that? Do you know what the words are? Because I was, you know, and apparently the song's called S&M. And she talks about whips. I didn't realize that. My kids have sung that song. It has a good beat to it. Oh, I can't think of it. I should have probably told Donovan to have that song ready. What the, well, I probably could have played on air anyway. Na 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 na, come on. That song. We listen to that all the time, but there's like dirty... Listen, I don't have time to listen to the words. I don't sit here and transcribe or use shorthand, write out the lyrics and reread them. But know what your kids are listening to, okay? Pull out your hearing aid and just take a listen. And if your kids are singing about it, I remember the song. Remember the song in the 80s, Let's Go All the Way? Let's Go All the Way. So I used to sing that song. And my mom was like, I didn't know what Let's Go All the Way meant. I thought it meant like, let's go all the way to Disneyland, you know? let's take a trip from Phoenix to Disneyland. My mom was like, No. So just, you know what you're doing. Although my mom kept shutting off the radio left and right. Okay, what's going on here? A s'mores product is being recalled due to peanut allergen risk. Okay, there's a s'mores product, Nancy Adams Classic Mini S'mores. Why are there peanuts? S'mores aren't supposed to have peanuts, are they? I mean, I'm not a good cook by any means, but I thought a s'more was graham cracker, chocolate, and marshmallow. There's a recall with that. Let me see. Recall here, blue cheese. Blue cheese recall due to listeria concerns. Okay, well, first of all, people, you know, if you're eating something, right, and then there's something with this big blue fuzzy spot, doesn't that raise any suspicion? All right, what's going on with this blue cheese? There's a blue cheese recall. Fairy Oaks Dairy Products, because it could be contaminated with listeria, monocytogenes. Oh, another listeria. All right, this looks small, though. All right, they're going to, you know, when blue cheese, when I heard that you're going to eat blue cheese, I was like, really? You wouldn't eat blue bread. You wouldn't eat green meat. Really, blue cheese? But I got to tell you, you know, when I go to a, you know, fancy restaurant, every once in a while I go to a fancy restaurant, you know, when my boyfriend takes me, no, I'm joking. My husband sometimes takes me to a fancy restaurant. Yeah. Sometimes. I think it has to be our silver anniversary or something. But no. He takes me out and we'll get a salad and there'll be crumbles of blue cheese. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, do I need an antifungal? But it's kind of tasty. I didn't realize blue cheese, maybe it's because we think we're so bad. You know, it's like, you know, look at me, I'm eating fungus. And maybe that's just like so exciting. Is that why we like blue cheese? Is it because we think we're sinning? I don't know. All right. I'm just getting sick of all these recalls and all these bugs and contaminants. You know, earlier this week they came out saying the reason why they think they found out why the whole Listeria cantaloupe issue came about. The equipment was dirty. There was pools of water. A truck drove through some feces and parked near the plant, and people might have tracked that back into the plant. I mean, really, somebody's got to keep an eye on these places. I just think they're all understaffed. I think, you know, we just don't have enough staffing, and so certain halfway things are getting done. But they better get their act together because some of us want to eat our blue cheese and our green meat. All right, what's going on here? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I forgot. Don't forget, guys, Alaskan Cruise. We are still booking rooms. Okay, we got the big Alaskan Cruise coming up. Oh, that's a diet. I don't want to hear about the cruise. Well, you're gonna. All right, we're going on a cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle. End of Oh, excuse me. Sorry, I'm having a reflux. I'm so excited. All right, end of January to early July. Go on my website. Sorry, I don't have the exact dates. It's because I'm so excited. It's going to be beautiful going through Puget Sound and Glacier Bay and all the fun places, parties, prizes, lectures. We've already had people book up. We got a nice group going. We still have more room, so please visit my website for the Dr. Dahlia Cruz. Email us. You can email us on our website, or you can email the travel agent direct to get some more information. So exciting stuff. Please check that out on my website. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and even if I'm not live on air, you could call with your medical questions and we'll play them on air. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to enunciate and try not to dangle your participles. It is a family show. Okay, so parents turn to the internet before going to the ER. They say 1 in 8 parents go online for medical information about the child's condition before taking them to the emergency room. All right, they actually pause and stop. Now, I don't know about you guys, but my internet, I have so much. I think I need to add more memory or RAM or whatever they call it. I just got to listen to Kim Commando more often and figure out what the hell to do. But my internet's kind of slow. So if your child's bleeding or if your child ingested something, I really wouldn't recommend going to the internet. Now, they say most people don't go to Wikipedia, but go to WebMD. Good sites. I like those sites. But to navigate through them, it takes horrible time. Don't be afraid to call 911. I mean, I can't tell you how many people go, but Dr. Dahlia, I'll get in trouble if I call 911 and it's not an emergency. No, you get in trouble if you call 911 and giggle, right? Or you know, is your refrigerator running? No, it's not. Or yes, it is. Oh, then you better go run after it. Or, you know, remember the stupid stuff we used to do? IP freely, right? We used to do that. Okay, if you crank call 911, yes, you'll get in trouble. If you call 911 and then run and do like a ding-dong ditch, you'll get in trouble. But if you call 911 and have a valid question, no, you're not going to get in trouble. Even if you get a lady on the other end or a gentleman who's grumpy, you know, having a bad day, who cares? But don't be navigating the internet trying to figure, because you could be looking for the wrong thing. I can't tell you how many people, they go, oh, I'm having acid heartburn, so I'm going to look up heartburn. Maybe you need to look up chest pain, because that's what you're actually having, chest pain. These 911 operators, God bless them, they are amazing, and they're very knowledgeable, and can link you, I mean, let them call a paramedic. Let them tell you to take the kid to the ER, but do poison control. These people on poison control, very, very good. Call poison control. You know, my kid ate this. What do I do? But please, don't be Googling, and then all of a sudden you get a pop-up for Angry Birds and go, oh, I can play it. I mean, don't be doing that, people. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you again. Remember, if I'm offline, call me at 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll play you next time I'm on air, and you all be safe. I'm going to the Monster Mash Car Bash. Let's raise money for autistic kids. Bye, y'all.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.